This is part two of a torturous Halloween. Let me go into the kitchen first, and then we'll proceed, your mistress says to you, as she walks away into the kitchen. And you can't help but feel that familiar twinge between your legs as you watch her gorgeous bottom in that tight-fitting leather dress. And you hear her high-heeled boots on the floor. Of course, being bound in chastity, this also causes pain, so you try to think of something else, hoping that tonight you're released from that plastic cage that has been so uncomfortable the past few weeks. Your beautiful empress returns from the kitchen with the bouquet of roses in her hand, the very ones that you were instructed to bring. Only now they're completely stripped of their leaves. You want to ask her why, but you dare not speak. She picks up her glass of wine and bids you to the door that leads to the basement. You descend the stairs very slowly, noticing that your mistress had made you walk in front of her, which is something she never does. It's quite dark, but you can make out the steps and a very small light at the bottom of the stairs. As you reach the bottom of the stairs, you see the entire room is pitch black. But upon closer inspection, you notice those are black curtains, and you are merely in the alcove of the basement, unable to see behind the curtains. John, this is where you will disrobe. Please remove all clothing and hand me everything you've been wearing. Yes, all of it now. Oh, now is not the time to be shy, John. I wouldn't advise it. Did you drink all your wine? Yes, well then, we'd better hurry. Quickly, remove your clothes. You remove all of your clothing as instructed and hand everything over to your mistress. She places the articles of clothing into a large wooden chest and then fastens a lock to the hasp on the chest, clicking the lock shut. This sends a distinct shiver down your spine, and you notice you're starting to feel a bit disoriented. You attribute this feeling to the coldness of the basement and the fact that you just removed all your clothing. Surely, your mistress wouldn't harm you, or would she? Mistress picks up a small electronic device that resembles a remote control, and suddenly, the curtains start to part. You notice you hear the lock on the door upstairs bolting also, and you're suddenly filled with fear. Your eyes adjust to the dark as you start to make out what was behind the curtains, and you gasp. This has been Mistress Tia, part two of A Torturous Halloween. You can reach me at 888-650-6789 or read more on my blog at masturbationmistress.com/blog.